Josh Davis, Elvis tribute artist, always seems to be heading here or there to perform. He'll have a special concert Friday and two more appearances this month as well. Davis was a guest on KSST's Good Morning Show with Enola Gay Friday morning.
Elvis and Legends. It's a different theme, you know, from the shows that we've done, you know, throughout the years. Because originally I was supposed to have David Allen with me, but he had some prior engagements that he had to do. Okay. So this one is just me, you know, pretty much alone. But anyway, it'll be a salute to Elvis and Legends. And I'll be pulling out some characters I haven't done in a while since 2011. You know, Richie Valens will be back. And, of course, I recently done a Buddy Holly tribute. So he'll be there. Buddy will be there. Roy Orbison and Ricky Nelson. Those will be yes, ma'am. Those will be the four characters, and then the rest will all be Elvis. You'll be actually see 50s as Elvis. You'll see the 68 comeback tomorrow, and you'll see the 70s tomorrow.
Wow! So when people come to your concert, and I don't know the ticket price,
it's they're $15 in advance, and then they're $20 at the door.
They get
actually 15 at the door too.
Okay,
so sorry, I got to mix it up.
But they get so much for that entry or that admission. So practically four different concerts.
Pretty much.
And if any of you have seen Josh Davis before on stage, I don't know how your energy holds up through the whole evening in your performance, because you give it 110%.
I will admit, by the grace of God, I've been able to throughout my years and throughout the 7 years I've been as Elvis. And I mean, I'm surprised my energy holds out, even though it's calmed down a lot since way back. But, you know, thank God it still holds out throughout the show.
Well, I have to ask you one little personal thing. Your concert is so high energy, and that alone would keep you in shape. But do you do other stuff during the week?
Well, you know, during the week, you know, I mean, I'm pretty much spending time with my parents and all that. And then I did work out for a while, you know, and I've kind of stopped doing that a little bit.
And I think you have a little bit of farm work that you have to do, especially like today.
Oh, yeah.
You were even moving tree limbs to get out of
the driveway
this morning.
Yeah, we were this morning. Last night, when we came here to town to see if there was any damage done around here, you know, we were just moving limbs to get out of it. I mean, it was just a mess.
Well, I'm glad there was no human damage or livestock damage in yesterday's storm.
Thank
your way. Next is October the 18th, and you'll be at where?
I'm looking forward to being back on the Jamboree. We'll be there October 18th, and I'm looking forward to sharing a stage with Tom Glossop. You know, it's really a chance of a lifetime to do that with him, so we're definitely looking forward to doing that.
Yes, our Riley Springs Jamboree,
yes.
October 18th is a big one because it's our anniversary year.
Oh, yes.
58 years since the show started.
Oh, yeah.
And so we'll have a double concert, Josh Davis as Elvis, country style, and then Tom Glossop in Crossfire.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that. That's something I am excited about.
Oh, we're going to have cakewalks and door prizes and a chili supper too.
Oh, I love chili.
I do too. No, my favorite food.
You can't resist it.
And now you got something else in October.
Yes, besides the Jamboree, and of course we're going back to Gilmer, Texas for the Yamboree. But there is a surprise announcement here.
You mean something else in October?
There is something else. A good friend of mine, that's actually out of the Dallas area, another tribute artist, Mr. Ned Spencer, met me here yesterday morning, and 3 weeks from today, actually, 3 weeks from the show tomorrow night, October 25th, he'll be here, and we'll be doing a show at the auction.
KSST News.